Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Well, did you see the possum or whatever that raccoon was?
No, but hi. Welcome to episode 300. What the fuck am I thinking?
649.
649, because the asshole that is sitting next to me fucking deleted the two episodes that were
the greatest shows ever.
That would have pushed us closer to 650. So now we are on our way back home from Plainfield because Ricky had some work done on his tatouages.
Ooh.
And
girl, my arm is on fire.
His arm is on fire.
It might sound a little different because we're in a car. So
this is a car cast.
Hated it.
Totally hates it.
Are you getting a little warm now?
No, but I'm just so that people can hear us.
Oh, okay.
Watch out for them durs. so we're driving back. And
we just spent 4 hours.
Seated.
4.5 hours.
Seated.
In a tattoo.
Parlor.
In
with
a seat.
Two hunky, chunky,
oh,
monkey white boys.
Love.
That I was like, oh my god, can you marry me? Just rail me right now.
Roger was like, when he got here, because it's... I don't know if you really consider Plainfield a suburb.
No, it's its own city.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, like, part of the city, but Roger was so excited when he got here. He was like, oh, my God, could you imagine all the country dick I can get here? And I was like, oh, no, you can call it corn country dick or country corn dick. Because there's
that
a lot of
corn
here.
That makes it sound... Okay, well, first of all, let's...
You know corn, according
well,
to
who
Big
are
Fatty,
you? First of all, who are you?
This is Ricky.
And my name is Essington. That's what I'm going to call myself.
According to Big Fatty, corn is nature's GPS.
Yes.
You will never forget that. I will never, ever forget that.
Never, ever, ever, ever forget it. You'll stop remembering it when he stops the show.
Oh, that's only 2 years from now.
Anyways, so we get to this country. First of all, we did a 3-hour trip for some fucking... Yankee candles.
Well, we were going to be out this way anyway.
Yes. So we started off in the area that I was at, because I'm dog sitting. And then we moved on to the two areas that are closest to the tattoo parlor. And let me just tell you, we got a lot of shit for free.
So, Well, for free, but two places we had to pay taxes.
Yeah, and it was like, so basically we got about $25. No, we got 25 items for about $4. But those 25 items all cost each $2.
Right.
So 2 times 25?
50.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, 2 times, oh yeah, 50. Duh. Math, it's hard. I'm tired and hungry. Okay, anyway, so it was about $50 worth of product, and we got it for $2. $4. God, I'm fucking jacked.
Holla.
$4, holla.
We were looking out for the bargains, and I might print another coupon out and go again tomorrow.
And if you do, you gonna call me. I told Ricky, I was like, you know, we could come back and do this all again tomorrow. I mean, not necessarily, like, come all the way out here, but meaning that we can print out the stuff.
Look how cold my fingertips are right now.
Bitch is losing all kinds of blood right now.
I got them not on blood thinners or something. How does a person on blood thinners get a tattoo?
They couldn't. No, they couldn't, because they would lose a lot of blood. I mean, I'm sure they could, but... Or they would have to stop taking their
blood thinners. Which is dangerous. They would die.
Right. So, okay, so this is just a preface. We did receive two emails. One was from Gigi Julie. We did not forget your email.
We're going to read it.
We will read it.
We fucked up. I fucked up. Sorry, Gigi Julie.
It was fuck over here. Fuck faces. fault that we don't have that actual episode because you deleted it.
I'm sorry. We will read it, though.
We will read it, just not right now because we're recording on my phone, and since he's driving, he can read email, and I don't want to fuck up the recording. I don't want to be responsible for that. So,
you guys, that has only happened to me twice in my podcasting career.
That was too many times. Anyway, so going back to our gay excursion today. So I told Ricky, like, at the beginning of this this voyage, I'm like, you realize that we are traveling to three. This is like the gayest tour ever.
The gayest vacation ever.
Like, we're traveling to three different Yankee Candle stores so that we can get free product. We are totally having
Angela moment.
Angela moment.
Although, the one guy at the last Yankee, he was kind of cute.
He was family.
He was kind of cute.
I heard, as soon as he, like, he kind of asked us a question, like, he was like, you know, how do you guys need help or whatever? And then we were like, no, we're good. And I kind of thought he was family, but what solidified it for me was, like, when he was talking to the customer that was right behind me, and he was like, oh, I totally switched that out in my centerpiece all the time. I was like, woohoo! Greg, your S's are showing. But anyway, so let's just say that we ventured to three very different time warps.
Old Orchard Mall, normal city.
Old Orchard Mall, like, everyone's up to date. No one's rocking mom jeans. No one's rocking 80s haircuts. Everyone looks like you're in the 2015s.
Okay? You guys, we get to Aurora Mall. No.
We went to Fox Valley Mall.
Fox Valley.
Which is in Aurora. It's in Fox Lake, which is kind of like a suburb of Aurora, if you will. Or it's like right next to Aurora. And it was literally like we walked into a movie set of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Or like, what's the other one from MTV? Wayne's World. Like, it was just...
Which Wayne's World was filmed there.
Filmed in, right. Supposedly. Aurora. Right. It was the strangest thing.
Supposed to go there.
It was the strangest thing because... Well, we'll be back next Saturday.
Okay.
It was the strangest thing because you don't really realize, like, how out of date people are.
Until you go
into other places where they're not, like, citified.
Civilized.
There was people with bad hair. I mean, there was a guy that was wearing a shirt that looked like tattoos, but then had the sleeves rolled up, so...
And he was a gangster. He had leather chaps on, or not chaps, but a leather vest on.
Oh, yes, because he was wearing a jacket from Hell's Angels.
Yeah.
So that was the first one.
Maybe it was a Halloween costume.
I mean, it's really early. Like, that's, like, you're three fucking weeks early.
He wants to make sure his costume's believable.
Whatever. So then we... Huh?
What's that?
Like, raw? I don't know.
But we also saw a guy that, like, ironed his bangs to stand straight out.
I didn't see him?
That's why I was trying to point him out.
No, I know you were, but I couldn't pinpoint where he was at in the conundrum of 80s, 90s, and 2015.
I think he had a Mickey Mouse sweatshirt on, too.
Oh, God, that's awful. As long as he didn't have the Mickey Mouse on his jeans, I think I'm okay with his look.
I don't know. He was sitting. You guys, we saw acid wash jeans today.
Oh, I'm telling you, it was literally
skinny acid wash jeans.
Like, it's literally like we walked into a fucking movie set of Wayne's World.
It was weird.
It was totes weird. So then. So then we continue our gay excursion to our final destination that took us forever to get to because they fucking the
GPS.
The GPS in Ricky's car didn't tell us that there was construction.
A road closed
and construction. So we literally had to go around like around. Right. Like, we had to go around our ass to get to our head. It was insanely weird. But anyways, we finally get to that mall. And we're hoping that the GPS tells us to go here, to go to a particular area in the parking lot, so that way we could just go in through the door.
This happened to us both times.
Yes. Like, we, as soon as we parked, we walked through the doors, and it was like Yankee Candle was right there.
Right.
So,
and we high-fived.
We did.
In the mall.
We were 40-year-old gay men who high-fived because we found the
30s.
The closest fucking Yankee Candle.
Right. So gay.
I think this constitutes the gayest fucking thing I've ever done. Anyway, so we walked in and we're like, oh my god, we found it. It was literally like right by the door. And this one in particular wasn't so bad because, one, we didn't stay there for too long because we literally walked in, got to the Yankee Candle.
We already knew what our business was.
Right.
We knew what we needed to get.
And so anyway, so we got in, got to the mall. Brian was the queen, standing at the door.
Tall.
He was tall. He was cute. He was a cute guy. And we just, you know, picked our shit and we left and we wandered on to the tattoo parlor. But before we got to the tattoo parlor, we went to Hardee's because we wanted to get something to drink. And the fucking lady.
Another world. She was from a different world.
She was from a southern world.
Right.
And it was really strange because I was standing there getting my iced tea. Excuse me, y'all. And Ricky comes over. He's like, oh, girl, she's southern.
Right.
Because she was in the back, like, literally yelling.
You always know a southern person because first they're loud.
And then they have their accent.
Right.
But what about the girls that we're talking about in the, what you call it? In the Yankee Candle, the Aurora Yankee Candle?
Oh, my God.
Candle?
I totally ran out of gas. And I don't have enough money for my $7 candle this week.
And, oh, my God. So, like, when we were getting to
so
the gas station.
I was like, shut up.
So, apparently, Ricky was not about to talk today.
I was not. I was done with people before I even picked up Roger.
Oh, my God. As soon as I got into the car, of course, like, true Mexican style, I start telling him what to do.
Right.
And he's like,
sit down. Put your water right there.
Mind you, this is not my car. And immediately, we proceed to be like, this is going to be a great fucking trip.
I was like, oh, I fucking hate you already.
And we actually had a good time. It was fun today.
Oh, the Cubs are losing.
Oh, yeah. By one, I think, only.
We had a good time today.
Yeah, we did. It was fun.
There was no arguing.
No arguing. No sassiness. Well, there was sassiness, but not towards each other.
Right.
But I think, I don't know. I think we generally get along.
Most of the time. Sometimes we
get testy with each other, but I think we laugh it off.
Bitch, go home.
So tell me really what you feel.
When my Laganja Estranja hand comes out, it's time to go home.
It's time to go. Wherever you're at, if that bitch flips her fucking nails like she's the fucking exorcist back to the front, it's time to go.
We were at the tattoo parlor.
Watch out. Vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, Waze.
Totally off topic, but we were at the tattoo parlor and I had to take a break because, whew, she was on the bone. But anyway,
she was literally chiseling away.
Roger said that I am Angry Kitty. He said that's totally me, Angry Kitty.
Oh my god. So if you guys have watched the Lego movie, it's the Unikitty turns into like four or five different characters. One of the funnier characters is the business one. She's like, I'm all business. Money, money, money. Uh-huh. Coins, coins, coins. And that's kind of funny because she's not really that. But one of the ones that is the more, like, popular one is Angry Kitty. And it's because, you know, in the Lego movie, if you haven't seen it, spoiler alert, they live in this world where everything is happy. And she has to do everything in her might to not get angry. And she's literally, like, talking herself down from the ledge, like, I'm not gonna get angry. Happy thoughts, happy thoughts, happy thoughts. And she's like, oh my god, but I can't. Ah! And she literally turns into
this
angry.
She turns in from, like, a pink rainbow kitty to, like, red devil kitty. And Roger said, it's totally me.
And that's totally fucking. If you watch that movie and you see that scene, that's totally Ricky. Like, I wasn't with them when he got real angry at the IKEAers, but I can guarantee you it was that. It was that scene.
And then imagine an angry Mexican with me, too. Because, you know...
Well, let's just
Tony
say that...
Tony was like, burn this bitch down. Well, except for he said it in Spanish.
Well, I mean, that motherfucker's angry all the time. Let me explain to you a story that the embarrassment that Ricky and I had to deal with when we went to Red Lobster. So
well,
we could,
I think he had a valid reason. But
I don't,
the way it was handled...
I don't think he had a valid reason. One, first of all, I don't think he had a valid reason to even acknowledge that. But two, the way he handled it initially, wow. So we're sitting there and... You know, our waiter is coming and he's taking our orders because we had the unlimited shrimp.
Because and we's fat.
Because we like shrimp.
Ooh,
and apparently we
I'm
want to
look that up tomorrow and see if they still do
that. Anyway, so we're sitting there and another waitress who's helping out our waiter comes over. And she basically asks, like, do you guys want me to put in an order? And... You know, for your next order, do you want me to get something, you know, get something started? And we're like, yeah, sure. And so she... 277A. Oh, so the next one. And so she's like, you know, what would you like? And she asked me, and I said, oh, can I get this? And she said, she moves on to Tony. And Tony says, you need to exit this one. So then Tony says, yes, I would like, can we get more napkins?
Exit the highway.
No, he didn't even get that out.
No, he got it out. He's like, can we get more napkins and bread? And then I want... And then she says to him, but what would you like for me to get started on? So that kind of pissed off Tony because he took it as she dismissed his initial request of more napkins and bread.
Well, and she kind of over-talked him.
A little bit. So. Yeah. And so and then Ricky... And then, of course, like she moved on to Ricky. And Ricky was like, I'll take this and this. She walks away, and I kid you not...
And Tony's still trying to get her, though. I mean, he did try to get her attention. I think that's what made him mad.
But I don't remember that. But and even if he did, it doesn't matter. I think his approach and his handle was...
Me.
Bless you.
Oh.
Anyway, so then he proceeds to literally shoot up from his seat and goes to, like... I could have swore he was going to pull her by her ponytail. He was so angry. And...
This isn't an exit, is it? This is just separating? Oh, okay.
I don't know. But I think it's just a separation thing. But anyways... and I'm like... I was just like... Because, again, like... From my perspective... I don't think she did anything wrong. I just think she was... And I explained
like
this
in
to Tony...
Hurry.
I think she just wanted to make sure she didn't forget what we were ordering. Like, the napkins and the bread was just something that she knew, you know... Like, it was something that she wouldn't forget, but she wanted to make sure that she got the actual meal order. Tony came back, and she was like... He was pissed off. Like, fuck that shit. What is she... Like, he was so mad. I've never seen him like that before. I think I saw him once, maybe. But not even mad like that. And Ricky was like, that's not the way you handle that.
Well, you know, I was, because Tony, like, he gets...
He doesn't think before he reacts.
And
he just
one
reacts.
Of those people that, like, can get real passionate about something real quick. And then I had to say, you know what, maybe we should calm down so when the manager does come over... You
oh no! No, because the way someone came over, and that's when Tony requested that he speak to the manager, and I'm you know, and initially I'm like, well, I mean, I don't really think it's that big of a deal to get the manager. Like, it wasn't, you know, I understand that you may have taken it that way. I don't think she was necessarily being rude to you on purpose. I don't think she was being rude at all. I just think she wanted to make sure that she didn't forget our dish, like our actual dish, but. He wasn't having any of that. So he wanted to speak to the manager. And so the manager comes over. And, of course, he was very apologetic and blah, blah, blah. And Tony, you know, Tony was just like, it was very rude. I felt like she just ignored me, ignored what I was asking for. And he left. And it was very uncomfortable. At least for me, it was. Ricky, maybe he's used to him behaving in that manner. To me, I was like, I wasn't embarrassed, but I was just like, like,
girl, you got a gift card.
Yeah, but I gave it to you guys, so, yeah, oh, well, so now I
got... We got a gift card.
But it ended up being that we got gift cards because of the inconvenience. I mean...
But Tony didn't say anything after that. It's not like he was like...
No. I just... And we just discussed
like it. They gave us the gift cards because we didn't take the dessert, probably.
Right.
Because they offered us a dessert, but we were full because we just fucking ate up the whole...
Police reported ahead.
Del Mar. Is that the ocean? Del Mar?
Yeah.
We just ate the whole Del Mar.
I've never seen him behave that way. So I was just like, girl, you need to check him. And I saw Mike, and he was like, I think he was trying to find affirmation because he asked me in Spanish, was that the appropriate way? Was I not wrong to react in that manner? And I just kind of was like,
in Spanish because he wanted to see what you would say.
Right. And I was just like, well, I don't necessarily think I would have reacted that way. I think I would have probably handled it a little differently. But I mean, our bread and our napkins still came, right? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, the thing is he had previously asked for napkins twice already. So it really wasn't, it was just she came to the wrong table at the wrong time, basically. Because he had asked the guy server that was serving us, could you please bring some napkins to us?
Oh, see, where the hell was I? Because I did not hear him ask that.
Yeah.
But anyways, I was a little, like, taken aback at his behavior. But, girl, talk about mad Mexican. Oh, my God. I was like... And when we walked out...
I love my mad Mexican.
I know you do, and that's fine. And that's why you're being all protective, and I get that. But I was a little bit like, girl, you need to check him. We can't be going out to public places.
Ooh, look how close that person
and he behaving that way. He need to check his anger management. You need to keep that in check. Because next time they're going to be like, you're not welcome here.
Because we go there so often, they remember us.
But anyways, I just thought it was funny that he was like, I've never seen him behave that way. The only other time that he behaved that way, or even close to that, was when, remember that one time when we were going to record? I think it was when we recorded the Mariah Water episode, and we went to go get tacos, and they didn't give us the tacos
with the salsa.
The salsa.
Because they were charged. Because normally... When you eat in the restaurant, they give you free salsa. So he was expecting
salsa.
But it wasn't in the bag. And I was like,
And he's like, I'm going to call him. And he's like, that's bullshit. I'm like, girl, calm down. It's fucking salsa. I don't think you have to pay the toll, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm like, girl, calm down. It's fucking salsa. It's not like you're going to die without it. He's like, I'm gonna get some for the next time. I'm like, oh, girl. Oh. I was like, girl, come get a hold of him. Anyway, I just thought it was funny.
How long have we been recording for?
23 minutes.
Hold it up.
Okay.
We ain't trying to get a ticket.
You're not gonna get a ticket. Anyway, moving along. So, how was your week outside of that?
My week was very long at work because. Half the week I was busy, half the week I was bored.
I think you want to go down to Milwaukee, because that'll get us towards Dumpster, and then you can take Dumpster down. Almost positive.
We should follow this.
I'm almost positive, though. Because Milwaukee is north.
Keep right.
So what do you think I should do?
Just take Milwaukee. We're going to pass through the airport and all that shit. We'll be fine. Because that's going to take us too far east. Girl, we want to go to Milwaukee. Anyway, that's good. So Ricky and I had lunch on, what was it? Thursday.
Because you had the jury duty.
I had the jury duty.
Route recalculation.
The jury duty.
Yeah, I had the Yuri duty, and, yeah, see? Oh, here, Milwaukee.
8.7 miles.
Shut your face, Waze.
You know where we're going from here, right?
Yeah.
So I can shut this
off. Yeah, you can shut it off. I know where we're going. Anyway, so we had lunch, which was nice because I don't ever get to, like, hang out with Ricky outside of, like, just hanging out on the weekends. So it was nice.
Yeah, weekdays, it's hard for us to get together.
Yeah. And he was trying to put limits on my time. I'm like, bitch, you're not going to be hanging out with me for 30 minutes. That's not even enough time to order.
Which we went to Burger King, which is like 3 steps from my building.
Right. And I felt so horrible after eating that food that I wouldn't have McDonald's. Yeah, it's been a very, it's been a very trying week this week. I'm so happy that it ended yesterday. I was like, thank God this fucking week is over. But anyways, so...
How is your work busy, or is it...
Well, okay, so yesterday... So, well, no, it's we're about to start getting really busy. But the problem is that one of our systems that we use was being upgraded this weekend. And so Friday, they decided that they wanted to start on Friday to get a head start on it. And our system was down Friday. So all day Friday, I basically putzed around on the internet.
Well, because I really...
Yeah, I mean, I got paid for it, but it's like, well, shit, I'd rather have been at home and getting paid.
Yeah, but you're gonna be at home on the internet.
No, so I would have been at home trying to get some dick.
Get some country
dick. Yeah, I wanted to look at me for some country dick. No, but you know, it's fine, whatever. Like, I mean, I still could do part of my job. It's just that, like, if I needed to update stuff, I couldn't update it, so I just left that for Monday when we. When the upgrade is over. So, but the Cubs won the pennant, which was exciting.
But they lost today.
Well, they haven't lost yet.
Well, it's 4-1. I mean,
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're losing. That doesn't mean that they can't pull it out.
Oh, it's 4-2 now. Well, they might. That's about top of the 8th.
Ugh, that's looking
You guys, bleak. Foul monkeys, where... In the morning, we go to Yankee Candle, and at night, we talk about the Cubs.
Yeah, we talk about sports, because I feel like that's going to even out our gayness.
Sports D.
We do need some sports dick. Anyway, yeah, so that was exciting. The city was filled with a lot of happy drunks.
Like, as soon as they won, the whole city, like, cheered.
Yeah, it was so weird. It was a collective cheer. It was like, yes, go Cubbies!
And then all of a sudden, you hear fireworks. You're like, oh, gunshots in Rogers Park.
Right. You're like, is that fireworks or is it shotgun? Yeah, no, it was, it's been, yeah, I'm so happy this week is over. Hopefully the Cubs will continue to play well and they'll take us to the World Series, but we don't know. Only time will tell, right?
It would be cool if they won.
Yeah, I mean, it would be totally cool, especially because Marty McFly said that they would win the World Series in 2015. So, that would really be really amazing.
That would be so weird, right?
Wouldn't it be weird? It was like a fortune teller.
Oh my god. It sounds like fucking the future.
Skunk.
Is like...
A fortune teller. A
fortune teller.
What is that? It's like crazy when you're on that side. Skunking.
Oh my god, it smells like a skunk.
Smells like a skunk. So anyway,
It smells like bad weed.
We also have, we have 3 emails. So we have Gigi Julie, we have David Reinhardt, and then we have Joseph Lon.
Who asked some pretty good questions.
Yeah, he did ask some really good
questions. But we can't answer them tonight.
Yeah, we can't. We're tonight. So maybe we can record an at home tomorrow.
Before we go to Yankee Candle. Is there 2 Yankee Candles we can hit up where we live?
Actually, I think there are. We'll have to...
We're going to figure that out.
We're going to investigate. We're going to investigate. But I don't know. I think I'm done.
No, it's free.
No, I'm saying I think I'm done with the episode.
Oh, recording? Yeah. So, we'll get to the emails. I'm sorry, you guys. I fucked up. But, make sure Just listen out for the show. We'll record one tomorrow.
Yeah, and then just email us your questions, comments, concerns.
Go to iTunes, leave us a review. Go to the Android store or whatever that is, if we're listed in there. Is that what it's called?
I think so. I don't know. I don't speak... Oh, you're going to need to get on your right-hand
side. My resign?
Yeah, like super quick. No, you're fine.
Girl,
stay right here.
I just crossed 8 lanes of traffic.
I know. You're fine. Girl, we're just barely passing the hairport.
The hairport.
Anyways,
guys.
We're
going to go.
I mean, keep it greasy, really.
This is Ricky.
This is Essington.
What? Was that a street name?
Yeah, Essington Road.
Oh, okay.
This is your madam, Essington.
This is motherfucking Essington.
This is Eat to the Double Essington Road. Okay, goodbye.
That's sad. Bye.
That really is sad. Okay, bye.
Oh, I want you to take a picture of my tattoo before her. Because Tony's not going to be out.
Ugh, you're so selfish. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys. And visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.